This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples is your host here today. We've got a busy show lined up for you. Later on this hour, we'll talk with Geary County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Manhattan Assistant Director of Community Development Chad Bunger, also on the program later to talk flood resiliency. And first up, though, we've got members of the Manhattan Kiwanis Club in studio here. We have President-elect Doug Malone and Secretary of the Manhattan Kiwanis, Kitty Pursley, joining us in studio. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you guys have a big event coming up this Saturday, your 68th annual Pancake Feed and Holiday Silent Auction. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
Well, Brandon, this year we're once again having our annual Pancake Feed, and like you said, it's our 68th annual one. Started in 1950. And the first year that we had it was actually, we got Aunt Jemima to come and help us with that pancake feed. And she told us what we were doing wrong in mixing the pancake batter and got us corrected on that. But it's been a tradition in the community ever since then. It's a great event for the community. We have wonderful pancakes. We like to say that they're the best pancakes, but we're a little bit biased. But we also have delicious K-State sausage. And it's just a fun event to get together for the community and fellowship.
I've been to one of these before in one of my previous communities here, and it seems like every one of the Kiwanians, they get involved with this, and they really have a good time.
Oh, most definitely. We've got a small club, but everybody, 100% of our members pretty much turn out and help, and we get support from the other local clubs in the area, too, and come. And then we also have help from our high school age K club members that come and help us, and Circle K members. So it's a wide group of volunteers that come and do this each year.
Now, this is happening Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Potter Hall at Seacole Park. The silent auction aspect of it, what's going on there?
Silent auction is supported by many members of the community. And we'll have tables set up with all the items listed. And right now we have some incredible items. Country Stampede has given us two VIP tickets, valid for all 3 days of the event. Value is $1,198. We also have two general day admission tickets, and quite another list. Bob's Plumbing and Heating, Copycats, Highland Dairy, Dillon's West Loop, Continental Mills. KSU, as Doug said, has donated the sausage, eggs, and Ebert Mayo Design is a sponsor. Community First National Bank is a sponsor. Home Depot, Vista Restaurant has donated items for the Pancake Feed. Rent-A-Center, Country Stampede, Bayer Construction, Midwest Concrete Materials, Schilling Construction, Four Points by Sheridan. So there's quite a list, and we're also going to have DJ Hicks production. We'll have the background entertainment and music. So something there for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a real swell time there. And this is a fundraiser, obviously. Is this one of your, I'm going to guess it's your biggest fundraiser of the year. Would that be fair to say?
It is, and I think the community is pretty aware of the Bluemont Hill Overlook platform we're building, so a lot of our money has gone into that, so this is a chance or an opportunity for us to rebuild our funds again. With those funds, we do a lot of scholarships, about 20 organizations here in Manhattan we do support, so it is our biggest annual fundraiser, and it's very important.
All right. Pretty affordable too here if you're an adult or a child, and even though kids under five, they eat for free.
They do.
So tickets are $6 for adults, $4 for children ages 5 to 12. So again, pretty affordable. Where can you get your tickets from?
If there's a website on there, they can ask for. Bob's Plumbing and Heating also has tickets available at their office. At the door, a lot of the businesses we've gone to, we've taken tickets to.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the great items there, and I think we were talking ahead of the show that there's going to be even some really significant gifts involving Bill Snyder, possibly.
There is. Coach Snyder has retired. We're going to miss him, but he'll still be here in Manhattan, so we're grateful for that. He has signed a football, so it will be available. The Country Stampede tickets. We have a washing machine, which is donated, and we will deliver. Sorry we can't hook it up, but if it's in Manhattan, we'll deliver it for whoever gets that. So we have some pretty nice items.
Those are some pretty hot ticket items, and I think that the football for sure.
Absolutely.
Extra incentive for people here with him retiring. So you mentioned the pancakes. There's sausage and eggs. Eggs for additional charge here?
Right. That's an additional fundraiser for us. If people want to have eggs, they're 50 cents each, or additional sausage, they can do the same thing. I'd like to also thank the sponsors that help us more so with the pancake feed, like Vista and their donations of what are they all donating?
The butter, the creamers, the napkins, all the extra items that we have to have with the pancakes.
Right. We get that kind of support from Four Point Sheraton, and Copycats has been tremendous in helping us print the tickets and our placemats and donating those services. So we get a lot of strong community support, so we don't have to use our money that we raise during the pancake feed as much to buy products as most of it's donated. And Kitty touched a little bit on some of the projects that we do, and might just mention one of our big focuses on youth in our community. We always enjoy each year. We honor graduating high school seniors with 3.5 GPA or higher. That's all Raleigh County high schools. We go to their schools and present those young men and women certificates. We help with the K-State blood drive, friendship meals. We help deliver friendship meals. A lot of scholarships. We do at least one, if not $2,000 scholarships each year to a college-bound student. We help with 4-H. Just a lot of great projects in the Manhattan community that we've done for generations that we want to be able to continue on. This fundraiser helps us to be able to do those things.
Oh, such great work.
Breadbasket is another thing we do on a weekly basis. So.
Right.
I'm always curious to know here, when you guys do these pancake feeds, the setup ahead of time. What is that morning like before you get going?
Actually, it's the evening before. We'll do this Friday. We'll start at 4 o'clock there at Potter's Hall, where the event will be held. And we have a lot of members and volunteers that come and help us set up. And we've done this for so many years, Brennan, that it's almost magical the way it all comes together. Everybody pretty much has their own thing that they've done for year after year, and it just comes together. But we work hard, and generally by 7 or 8 o'clock that night, we're ready to go. Now, the silent auction is a little bit more involved, and Kitty's been in charge of that for so many years, and she does a wonderful job, but she'll have that all organized and ready to go. So when we open the doors for customers at 7 o'clock the next morning, we're ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. Always a lot of fun going to these pancake feeds. Anything else, Kitty, that you'd like to add here?
One of the things we've done this year is Wounded Warriors May Eat Free. So we've already notified on post who was in charge of that. So hopefully we'll see a lot of our soldiers come in and a lot of community support we're looking forward to.
All right. Well, looking forward to coming out. And again, that's 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, the Manhattan Kiwanis Club's 68th Annual Pancake Feed and Holiday Silent Auction. Again, at Siegel Park. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Doug Malone, Kitty Pursley here, our guests. We'll continue with In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Give the gift of music this season. Glenn's Music has savings.